Western Balkans rail travel is fairly diabolical, and this is all basically down to what happened to the former Yugoslavia when Yugoslavia split up rather bloodily. We ended up with the railways pretty much going into a great state of disrepair, and that's left things very, very bad indeed. If you want to go between Belgrade and Budapest today, you've got to budget at least 8 hours to do it. It's so long that a very short distance, relatively speaking, is probably better off taking a night train than actually trying to go in the daytime, similarly to Zagreb. So what we're looking at here with this Chinese investment is a massive improvement, and it's meant to be finished by 2017, and we're looking into the future there a little bit. We could be seeing much improved transport in the Western Balkans, but of course China does have an ulterior motive for this.
Which of course is what, Guy? Because at one point I thought, surely the Chinese are being so benevolent in revolutionising the Balkan transport infrastructure. How kind of them.
Indeed, Emma. Well, it's all about Chinese trade, and the fact that this part of the world links up rather nicely with the large port of Piraeus in Greece. And the port of Piraeus in Greece is pretty much dominated by a large Chinese shipping company, COSCO, which has got a concession there for the next 35 years. So the idea here is that Piraeus is going to be the hub for Chinese goods coming into Europe, and then we'll have this high-speed railway coming in from Greece through the countries of Southeast Europe into the countries of Western Europe, and that will be the trade route. But obviously the Belgrade-Budapest bit of it is part of that, but it's not just going to be a goods railway. It is going to be a passenger railway as well. People have been bandying the term bullet trains about. Well, I can imagine that'll be quite a shock to the system for many people here who are used to something rather more sedate.